Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined this week by Benny Linderman, president of the Memphis Riverfront Development Corporation. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Eric, for asking me.
Absolutely. And Bill Dree, senior reporter with the Memphis Daily News. Let's start with a real simple question. What's the future of the riverfront as you see it?
I think the future is great, as we've seen what's happened in the last few years. I mean, I think Memphis is embracing the riverfront. We see so much more activity there, you know, from what's on the water to the American Queen coming here to what's being built, and how I think people are embracing the fact that the river's where we came from, and it's absolutely imperative we reconnect downtown to the river.
What's the status of Beale Street Landing, which is where the American Queen is docking, and I think now the smaller boats are docking?
I mean, yeah, Beale Street Landing certainly wasn't complete last year, even though we had four different companies dock their boats at Beale Street Landing.
Yeah.
But so we used it, but it actually wasn't complete. The building now is complete. The local excursion boat has moved into the building, and he's been operating his business from Beale Street Landing since March 1st. The American Queens had one trip already in here this year. They're coming back in this Sunday, assuming when this is aired. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, but soon.
And we have Queen of Mississippi and others. We have bookings going all the way through the year. Lots of them. So the larger boats are coming in. The dock is functioning and complete, and the building's open. The restaurant itself, they're starting to build out now. They're telling me they'll be open in April. I'm still hoping they are. I don't quite believe them, but no offense, guys, if you're listening.
Yeah.
But the restaurant will be open here pretty soon, and they're hoping to have it open before Memphis in May.
All right, Bill.
Jeff Speck, who's an urban planner of some renown, was in town this past week. He reviewed, I think it was a total of 20 plans from the past, sets of renderings of different plans for riverfront development. Have you seen those plans?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to have a briefing with the mayor and Jeff earlier that day, and then attend the public meeting later that day. So I've heard his presentation twice in quite a bit of detail.
Yeah. he had talked about on-street parking on Riverside Drive and eliminating the parking lots that are now in Tom Lee Park.
I didn't disagree with anything he had to say with how he feels about the connected thing. And pretty much most urban planners have the same concept, connecting the city to the water. Jeff did it very beautifully in what he proposed to do, picking out pieces from old plans. You could tweak a couple of things, but basically I think he was on target. I'll probably get myself in trouble here because I'm not a very politically correct person here, but I'll say what I think. I think traffic-wise, you could make Riverside Drive two lanes and not cause a hardship on downtown Memphis. Now, I'm not sure you could put parallel parking along there, because parallel parking along a road, even though we need parking there desperately, we need more parking than we have.
That's all the time we have this week. Join us again next week.